Welcome back to the Old and Bold podcast. You know my name, you know the face. It's Harry Pinero for the wearer Arc Zero. Yo, Zero. That's no money. I'm joined by my co-host, the one and only.
Dodge Darkest. Why do I keep adding the man?
Bro,
I
haven't got used to it yet. That's who you are, yeah, bro. Yeah, don't run away from it.
Fair
enough. Don't duck away.
Are you HP like the source?
Used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, not anymore. And I've changed. I've rebranded. All right, so you see this episode, like, what do we call this person? An icon. A hero of mine, somebody who I genuinely look up to, a brother, one of the biggest figureheads in content in the UK. You could say he started it. He didn't plant it, he farted it. There we go. It's the one and only.
No, it's not. I'm telling you right now, we got Steve-O the Madman.
Madman.
He'll grab man.
Grab man.
If I call Harry, he gonna stab man.
Stab man.
Pac-Man.
Pac-Man.
Hack-Man.
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 Ah.
I love you lot, man.
Wow.
I've been watching this shit, bro, and the rapping, the stuff you say, like boobily goop and that, but then just rapping and rhyming stuff when you don't need to, it's incredible. You got to know you more by doing this.
I love you, man.
Yeah, man, you lot are wicked, man. You lot are wicked. So
thank you, man. I
happy for you.
Yes.
The progression.
Oh, yeah.
Carry on, carry on, carry on, carry on, something new.
Yeah.
Love it, man. Thank you for the intro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
Where's my hats?
Yeah. Oh, gifts.
You said hat man.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. They're different hats. They're both green, my favorite color.
Okay. All right. I'm going to rip this.
Yeah, the Spartan hats.
Oh, yeah.
The return.
So, ladies and gentlemen. We've got textures, though. So you got to remove that one then.
This is going to scratch my forehead.
Yeah, yeah. So we get rid of that. Yeah,
obviously.
And then obviously, my head's not that small.
You got the hairline. You got the...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's this? What's this one? Why do you have to laugh like that?
Oh? Yeah.
Why do you have to laugh like that?
Yeah, no, it matches your top as well. Oh, damn.
A bit lighter. Yeah, okay.
Wow. Shout out to Steve-O the Madman.
Big up yourself, boys.
Yeah. Where can people get these, though?
They are sold out at the moment.
Oh,
but they're coming back. These are from the new batch that are coming back.
I got a big head, you know.
No, you have. It's wild.
No, I do.
They will be on the Shopify. They'll be
Shopify,
on Shopify.
Yeah,
they're sold
Shout
out
to Steve. Do you know what's so funny? Yeah. So Lara, has been declining our request to get a dartboard. All right.
I'm getting one regardless.
So I feel like we've got to buy one.
Yeah, definitely. What can she do once we put it in here?
Yeah.
And then we just connect it to the wall and it's drilled in. Who is she? What can she do?
She can't do nothing.
She can't do nothing.
All right. Speaking of buying things, this video is sponsored by Revolut. Woo! Now, you can get yourself an easy £20. All you have to do is sign up to Revolut using our link, or you can scan the QR code, make a transaction, and £20 is yours. Very, very simple.
What would you, top of your head, what would you spend £20 on right now?
A matcha. Yeah, I'd get a matcha, but I'd get two matches.
Mm-hmm.
One with caramel syrup,
yeah.
One with vanilla. Who do you reckon's got the better Revolut card?
Bro, my one's, this is Crimson Violet 4064.
Oh, we're.
It's got a number on it as well.
Okay.
This is nice.
Go with the world arts for who? That's mine. I use it every day like tap, 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 titty, tap.
Why'd you get a gold? Like to be fair, mine's platinum. Sorry.
Mine's infinite.
No, mine's ultra.
And also, guys, you can get one of these by signing up to Revolut Metal. Not only do you get this lovely reinforced steel with 5 different colors to choose from, but there are so many benefits that come with Revolut Metal as well. With Revolut Metal, you can get perks and subscriptions such as Uber One, NordVPN, and Headspace, and more. If you pay for a trip with Revolut Metal card, you can get travel insurance on lost luggage, delayed flights, and medical emergencies.
The whole thing! It's not just one! Speaking of travel, we've just been to Qatar, and using Revolut made our trip so much easier.
Yes,
spending money abroad with Revolut is easy!
Stress-free! Also, guys, you can exchange money in-app with a great exchange rate, and or if you prefer to use your usual currency, Revolut will convert it as well.
Yeah, you could just tap.
And you could just tap your card, and it'll convert
automatically as well.
Revolut guides you through this world.
It does guide you now. You can also exchange unlimited amounts of money depending on your plan.
My favorite feature, though, on Revolut is Rev Points.
I knew you was going to say that.
Yeah, you can earn Rev Points on your daily spending habits and redeem those points on things such as airline miles, hotel bookings, and experiences, as well as gift cards as well.
And it's perfect for getting an extra little something for something you already do. So don't miss out. Hit the link below or scan the QR code to sign up to Revolut and use your card and you'll get £20. It's very simple and easy. And even an old timer like myself can do it. So if I can, you can.
Mm-hmm.
So look, guys, I recently went on a podcast called Faking Adulthood. Shout out to Rita. And one thing she asked me, which I haven't really asked my peoples and my friends, what are you annoyed about today?
Okay.
Ooh,
so question. I wanted to, just to break the air, what are you annoyed about today? Now, my problem is people that look at you bad for farting. Now, off camera, we all just let one. It was a symphony.
I feel better.
I feel better about myself as well, bro.
I'm glad you pointed out your stomach because I feel better. My belly was cutting.
So I feel like people should stop shaming people for farting.
Yeah, it
is a natural thing.
Yeah.
And it makes you feel better.
Yeah, definitely. And I feel like if you assume it's going to stink, you're racist.
Yeah, of course, I think that's what it comes down to. But do you think there's a difference between black people's farts and white people's farts?
Yeah.
100%.
What's the difference in your opinion?
I wouldn't say one is smellier because different days, they can both stink.
Yeah.
But there is a farm smell. About like maybe a white fart. Like, so it smells like the great outdoors.
Yes, of course.
And I would say with a black person's fart, it smells
It smells like the projects.
More foodie. You know, like the mixed cultural food. It smells like that. So I do prefer a black fart.
Yeah.
Talking of farts, my daughter's boyfriend.
Oh
yes, his farts don't smell.
Nah, he's lying to you.
No.
I know that illness.
Right,
I've played that game before.
I've smelt them. Yeah, they don't smell at all, and I think that's a red flag. You're a grown boy.
Yeah,
19-year-old boy.
Yeah,
and your farts don't smell.
Yeah,
thanks up.
That means you're spitting your food out as soon as you eat.
So ain't got no kick to it.
No kick at all.
Not even like a
nothing.
Oh, that was a,
nothing.
So it's just air.
Just air.
Yeah, but he's a criminal. You need to speak to him.
That means he can get away with a lot of things then.
Ooh,
you might want to think about that.
Exactly. What have you thought about it? I told her, get rid of him.
Really?
Yes.
What, you think the fart not stinking is a deal breaker?
It's weird.
It is weird.
So do you reckon that you'd get along with him more if they had a little stench to it?
Look, see Rahman, that's Leah's boyfriend. That's the older one's boyfriend. When Rahman farts, and this is a lot of fart talk, but when Rahman farts.
No, it's a good conversation.
This is who we are.
Yeah. It's half Pakistani, so it's real spicy, isn't it, right? and I love that.
Yeah.
I know where he's from. It's like, it's a spicy potato because he's also
like
from
a chutney
Ireland.
Fart. It's a chutney fart.
Yes, he's from Ireland. Yeah. He's half Irish, half Pakistani.
There's a bit of pork in there.
Yeah, so I like that. You know what I mean? I can identify to that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The other guy, I can't identify to it, mate, so. Ooh.
Maybe as time goes on,
he
might start to release some of the gases.
Yeah, because it gives you a sense of the kind of like person you are.
I mean, you know me, but based off my farts.
Yeah, definitely. I know what your intentions are.
Yeah.
You know, you can tell someone's intentions.
Do you think he's hiding them?
I think he might go to the toilet quickly and do the soggy ones. Because the soggy ones, there's nothing you can do about it. Yeah. It's very, it leaves something there.
Warm.
It's warm.
Have you ever done one and it's like hurt your bum? Because it's warm.
Yeah.
That's the little ones. They don't want to come out.
Yeah.
And then when they come out, it's, oh.
Yeah.
That's a vibrator.
No, that one goes through eight layers of defense.
That's tough. All right, let's move on. So, how I know Steve-O. So, fun fact, when I was, I think it was April 2014, right? I remember that's when I first started Snapchat, right? And someone said to me, you need to follow this guy. So, I went and followed Steve-O and I was genuinely in awe of how he was capturing content because it was so authentic. I felt like I was in his crib at all times. I would also get, like, it was at a time where I was quite depressed as well.
Yeah.
I felt like if he didn't upload, I was fuming.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't watch his stories until the end of the day because I wanted it to be like,
you want to go through his day so you can get
it was back then when Snapchat had the circle.
So
you could see like, it might be, I don't know, 340. So I'm like, ooh, I've got a story on my hands today.
Yeah.
And then I remember I messaged him, and I was like, listen, I'm a big fan of your work. Like, one day I will meet you or something along those lines. And he opened it. Usually, when you're messaging a star or someone that you think is like a celeb or whatever, they're not going to respond because it's like, bro, you got thousands of people. And he responded. And then the day I met him, it was like, I won't say I was starstruck here because he made me feel super comfortable because he was just like, he messaged me as well saying like, I love what you're doing.
Yeah.
But when I met him, I was just like, this is what it's supposed to be like.
Yeah.
You know when they say never meet your heroes?
Mm-hmm.
I met him and it was perfect. So yeah, that's the first time I ever met Steve. What was your first encounter with Steve?
So my first encounter was also very similar. So this is before I had a platform. This is when I was a degenerate son of a bitch.
Okay, yeah.
This is back in the day when I had hair as well, and glasses and a gap.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? So I was a completely different human being sometimes.
Yeah.
Then there was a point where like I thought, you know, as if I message him, it won't hurt. If I message him saying, yo, I love your stuff, da 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 da.
Yeah.
The next day, obviously, it has to take 24 hours. He's a busy boy.
Yeah.
The next minute, I wake up and I'm seeing Steve-O the Madman, that little, like he's responded.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm the guy.
Yeah.
You get it? I'm like, bruh. You get me? So I opened it and he was just like showing love. And I was just like, yeah, I've always remembered that generally. So yeah, thank you, man. And you know, you've also inspired me to do.
you've inspired me to show more content in terms of how I live my life.
Yeah.
In terms of like what's going on around me, the stuff I do at home, the little banter with my wife and stuff. I'm much more open with like sharing that stuff now because he's made me more confident in like, yo, this can actually be a thing where people actually want to see how you live.
Boys.
You get it? So thank you, man. Yeah.
Thank you.
And you're sexy as fuck as well. Like generally, like I think he's Leng as well.
When you close your mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
When you close your mouth, you are up there. Like you posted a picture the other day with your family, yeah?
Yeah.
I said, oh, my boy. Mm. Is that my boy? Yeah. Is that my boy?
Hey, I don't, let me start with the flowers you just gave me. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're and welcome. I'll be honest with you, right? That was all I wanted. I wanted to be an open book so people can watch me, the younger people, and it's not like I'm teaching you because I was learning as I was going along anyway. I didn't even know half the stuff I was doing was going to be used later on as you know, blueprint and all of that. I didn't know that, right?
So
I just wanted to be an open book and show a better me than what I was. I was a degenerate as well, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
not quite sure what that word means.
Nah, can I be honest with you? I know what it means, but I can't explain it.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about education. Yeah, it ran away from us.
Yeah.
But as you're saying.
So yeah, man, I'm happy to hear this and to hear that I was living up to what I tried to do, and that was try and get back to people and do all the rest of it. It makes me happy. And I've always say to Harry, man, like, I'm so happy that he saw bits, added onto it, and now he's an unbelievable, unbelievable human, unbelievable presenter, comedian, content creator, like that's everything, business, like he's everything, you know what I mean? And that goes for yourself as well. So I'm happy that I can inspire anyone to go on and do that and get themselves away from what they was doing, you know what I mean? There's loads of people, man, and I've been inspired too. I was speaking to Dizzy Rascal the other day, and I remember growing up, and Dizzy's only, he's the same age, probably a year older than me, watching him and seeing what he was doing, you know what I mean? So we all get inspired from people that have been through what we've been through, you know what I mean? So I'm just happy. Yeah. Like, I'm happy to still be amongst it. That's what I'll be honest with you.
Do you know when I knew you was gone, yeah? So when we did Filthy together, right? Obviously, that was like, you got some of the best talent in one room. And it was when we used to do like two people at one time, right? And I remember sitting next to you and being like, this ain't real. You know, when someone's just like, obviously I've had to learn my trade and we've all learned our trades, but you was already ready. And I remember going back to the ends and being like, this guy's clear.
Yeah.
Like it was so easy
He's
for
really
you.
He's good at his job.
Very good at his job, but he knows football as well.
Yeah.
So that was like one of my like amazing moments. But what was that like for you when you see someone like, for example, you see myself or you see Chunks or whatever, or Darkest, like, what
happy,
do you see?
I'm happy you said my name. I thought you were going to say
it. Come on. It's our bond. It's bold. But what do you see like, in us, and why was you always like so supportive of us as well?
It's hard to tell. So many years ago now.
Yeah.
Like you're talking over 10 years ago, right?
Take your time.
But it's just, I see me. I see me in you guys, man. That's being free, unapologetic, like on platforms. And I know that it gets to a stage where the further in you get, the less you can be that. Mm. So I just love to see the start, like your stairs videos, mate.
Those are the greatest.
Come on.
No, man.
Like, it's unbelievable.
But it's peak. Do you know, it's something that I hate about Succession.
Succession?
I don't think that's the word. It's not the word. All right, I meant to say success, and I said succession.
You guys, I feel like you're really trying.
I tried to say success, and succession just came.
You thought we were going
to
hear that?
No, bro, do you know what it is? I wanted you lot to fast forward, and you rewinded. But yeah, that's the thing about success is that when you start off, it's very raw.
Mm-hmm.
And you was similar in terms of like, even you, Darkest, bro. Some of us,
I was dark.
Dark, but then it's like, you can't, it's like you get to a certain level, it's like you're now looked at as, I guess, a role model, and you can't be that person that everyone loved in the beginning, right? For all of us, because it's a question for all of us, how have you lot found that like transition to be able to like change for the better, because obviously it brings more opportunities, but then do you feel like you've lost a bit of yourself?
I think I just grew up. I think that's pretty much all it is. I think I just got older as time went on, so. Bro, like now when I watch my old videos, like with Chunks and all that, obviously I get like, I smile when I watch it, but I cringe out from the kind of stuff I was saying.
Yeah.
Do you get me? I'm just like, oh, right. Like, was I acting like that? Like, this is not me. But it's just because I'm older now. Do you get me? So it's like, but back then, that's what built that's my foundation.
Of course,
You get me? That's what got me to where I am today. So now, obviously now I know I've realized my comedy is a bit different. You get me? It's not exactly the same. I was much more outgoing back then.
I was less scared of what I used to say because anything could run back in them days.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Everyone could see the joke back in the days. But we live in such a sensitive society now where social media isn't a place where you can fully be honest. Do you know what I mean? Like, even though it's not, it sounds weird, but it's like you have to sort of filter yourself 100%. A little 100%. Bit because now people's opinions affect how my job's gonna go. You get what I mean? So yeah, so it's just about adapting. I think.
And you remember, it was a new industry. So what you've just said there, we didn't know it was gonna get to that. We always thought that we're in a free space, we're different from the TV, but they've all come over, the radio's come over, and now they're making our space their space, right? But it's about being aware that what we was doing back then probably wasn't right, but it was a means to an end. We had to. Like we were getting ourselves away from things that we didn't wanna do, or getting away from jobs that we didn't wanna be in for the next 60 years, you know what I mean? So we done what we needed to do. Once we didn't need to do it, I left it. You know what I mean? I used to do public stuff. I remember, I'll never forget it. There was a woman with an eye patch in one of the carvery places. And I remember putting a parrot on her shoulder and doing like pirate music and all the rest of it. And then, there's loads. And then the family, this is the time the snap's popping. So I'm always getting contacted now by someone that I've filmed in public. No matter where I was, I'd always get a family member, a nephew. Like, so I was like, whoa, okay. Like, I've got to start thinking about this now. You know what I mean? Which did have 3-4 years of not thinking about it. You know what I mean? So I enjoyed that. But yeah, like you say, you grow up, man. You grow up. I think I grew up and I started later than you lot. So I was grown when I was doing this. But as I say, I was doing other stuff that I had to get away from. I saw the hustle in it. And I was like, you know what? I'm attacking this. And it worked out. You know what I mean? But definitely it was a growing up. You know, I don't do it now.
And I think I
missed that freedom though.
Yeah, it was free, it was fun, and that's what you mentioned that it was, everyone could see the joke in it. Now it's like there's a narrative that can come.
They're trying to find the badness in it. Even though they know it's a joke. Okay, I know that this is a joke coming from a comedian on a comedian's page, but I'm gonna find the badness in this. And that's where we're at now, which is a shame. But it's about knowing that, knowing we've got families to feed, wives, all the rest of it, and saying, you know what? I don't need to do that. I'd love it. I'd love to do it. I watch people. I watch so many of these guys, these new guys coming up. I'm like, oh, that's
you lucky
sick.
Boys.
Yeah, man. Trust me. And so right as well, go and do your thing in a space where people understand, but just know they're going to come back for that. And the internet, you
don't
can't
forget.
Hide nothing.
It's scary. Don't forget. But before you started doing content, obviously you said this off camera, but you played football for Leyton Orient, right?
Yeah, man.
And I was really surprised because I've actually never seen you play. By the clips that you used to put in or send in our group chat or whatever, right? But what was that like in terms of like, you know, there was a lot of struggles that you faced. What was the reasons why it didn't go the way you wanted to? Because you was a professional football player.
Yeah, I just didn't try hard enough.
Yeah.
Like everything come too easy. Like quickest, strongest, funniest, this, that lot. And when I say funniest, I don't mean I was the funniest because there was much more funnier people at school and all the rest of it. But I was in there, you know what I mean? I was I was quite popular and all the rest of it, but it all come easy, right? Even though I was nervous behind closed doors, a bit insecure, things like that, you know, I was still outgoing, right? So everything become, it was quite easy. Then when it become hard and you had to really put some work in, that's when I found out that my work ethic at the time it wasn't really great. You know what I mean? I didn't become a hard worker until I got in the van and I had to work. You had to get to that job. You had to get to that job. Had to get to that job to get paid. So there was no, then that's all, okay. But then I became good at that and I was picking up 6 cars when other people were picking up 4 cars. You know what I mean? So, and that's how the story started anyway, because I was doing so much. It was giving me a load of content. But yeah, man, with football, I didn't work hard enough. I had 24 hours from end of training to the next day at training to do bits. And I wouldn't do bits until the next day at training. You know what I mean? And I had facilities, I had people I could go talk to, I had masseuses on tap. Now I'm paying $150 a massage. And I could have got massages all the time there. You know what I mean? This is what I tell the young guys now. I'm like, look, man, you even at school, use the facilities, gym at school. You're gonna have to pay £200 a month for a gym membership soon. Get it in now, you know what I mean? So I didn't know all of that back then. And I didn't take advantage of it. So I'd rather just finish training, get a Mackie D's, go and do a bit. Yeah? You get me as a footballer? Hey! Trust me, Dougie. Until I met Emma.
Go and do a bit.
Go and do a bit. Why is it a bit? Why is it a bit?
Until I met Emma. So then that stopped. So So yeah.
That was sad.
That pause there, bro. You don't need to pause like that.
Yeah.
The pause made it so much worse.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Emma.
Yeah.
Next, I'll give respect. Anytime I mention M, I respect. You get it?
No, you don't even like she's not here no more. That was like,
that was left her yesterday.
Like, yeah, that was like
a minute of silence. Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, Emma.
Yeah, man. Nah, nah, nah. It's all good now. We can talk about that. Yeah, no tears. No tears.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. That's good. We'll talk about that. But then obviously the van, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I always like, the story where someone's got nothing. Yeah. Just because
it, no, I love it.
I love it. It's a good story. Like, yeah, but they ain't got nothing, and you know they haven't got nothing. Yeah. But they're giving you everything. Yeah. It's incredible. You know, like it means that I've got nothing left. You know that meme? Yeah, like, yeah, I've got nothing
you know
left.
That's my meme.
Really?
Are you joking? Yeah, man. So I cut that up for my Vine.
Yeah.
That was my meme.
Wow.
I chopped that, edited that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I said, oh, when your accumulator don't come through, that was the initial one.
Yeah.
And then it just went done.
Oh, so you're saying you made it a viral video? You made it a viral
video? Oh, man, on my Vine.
It looks like Ian had enough to do with it.
No. Ian was the face of it.
Yeah. He wasn't going to do me.
Yeah, no, he was. I don't remember seeing Steve-O's face there.
No.
But it's fine, though, bro. Look.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's Ian.
I posted it.
Yeah, okay, fair play. But the reason why I love that is because when you've seen the beginning of the journey, right, you feel like you're part of it. Now, I didn't see the van stuff. Mm-hmm. I saw when you was in the house with the family and everything else, But what in darkest for you, what was your van moment? Like, what was the moment for you where you said, ah, do you know what? This is the beginning of something.
And he shaved the head.
That's a fucking good one.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I didn't feel alone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, generally, I felt like, okay, cool. Like, there's someone else out there with a gap as well and he's bored.
Oh, bro. I'm sorry, bro.
Because I couldn't find any more.
No, okay, bro.
There was one other person.
That was bold at 19. That's fucked, man. Damn.
Was it 19, yeah?
No, so 19 is...
Don't do that face.
No. You,
don't do that face.
So 19 is when I started to like notice. So like stuff was happening. And then 20, you do that. Yeah, you go. It's fine.
See this one there? No, that one needs to come out. Yeah, it needs to breathe.
Yeah. And I hate it was in my direction. Yeah, so it's nice. So yeah, 19 is when I started to notice the patches and stuff like, I mean, some bits were darker than the other bits. I'm like, okay, cool. So 2021 is when I started to like hide it. So my hairline was, it was behind my ears. Do you know what I mean? So it was a bad one. I had like a little M situation going on here. So it's just a matter of, so I was doing that for a bit. I was trying to hide it. Then eventually I just thought, you know, as my beard's long enough, might as well just lie to the, I mean, just tell the truth to the world. This is my head. This is who I am. Do you get what I mean?
Big up.
Yeah, it's who I am.
Yeah.
Yours suits
you.
It does, right?
Has it come forward a bit though?
I swear to God it's come forward. No. I've seen it worse than this before.
You know what it is?
Because it used to be like an oval.
No. Yeah, it did.
Yeah, yeah.
No, because usually you're a fucking mess. Like,
This is a mess today. My friends call me a tripod head. I was like Chris Heron. He said like, my head's been put in a tripod. But listen, I just think you lot are getting used to understanding that my hair is not receding. Mm-hmm. So when you're saying, whoa, has it gone forward? No. It's just stayed the same. You lot are expecting it to go back. Mm-hmm. But I've had this since I was 3 years old.
Did you enjoy your bald face?
Yeah, because they said I look like Tyrese Beckford.
But who said this?
No, Tyson Gibson.
But who said this?
Who's Tyson Gibson?
Tyson, he's a model.
No.
That's Tyson Beckford,
Tyson, no. Tyson Beckford's my boy, old Tyson. But Tyson Gibson is from Fast and Furious. He's the barlet.
No,
like
Tyrese.
His name's Tyrese.
What did I say?
You said Tyson Gibson.
Oh,
come on, man. He doesn't even know who he's supposed to be looking at.
Tyrese. Because the funny story is he blocked me.
What?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I used to tag him on every picture.
Yeah, and
my
bald
phase.
He probably thought you was a Stan account.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because I looked like him.
Okay.
I did. Everyone said
are we going to, because I like to be honest here.
Go on then.
Yeah, yeah. I think you should.
I can get you a picture when I look like him.
Mm. When you look like him. So what did you do, bleach?
No. The product. Watch his sunlight hit me. One sec. You're not going to eat your words.
Watch this, right?
All right, cool.
My God. This could be.
Do you know what you look like? You know when you're playing FIFA,
Are you joking me?
You know when you're playing FIFA and you make your own player, This is the base. The base of the player where you haven't done no alterations to the face.
Steve, you look so easy to draw. Like, you look...
If I saw you and my teacher said, hey, can you just draw this for me? Yeah. It would just be circle, colour it in brown, nose...
That one had no eyebrows. I just clocked. That one had no eyebrows, so I look mad there. But there's pictures. I'll show you that. I look like Tyrese. I used to tag him in it. And he blocked me, which is a bit sad.
Yeah, because I think maybe, do you think it's because he definitely doesn't agree with it? Or do you think he agrees with it, but he just doesn't want people to know you look like him?
I think the second.
Yeah, I think he's a jealous son of a bitch.
I wouldn't say that. I just think, listen, mate, end of the day, at the time, I was on the up. We're talking 2015. You probably saw me coming. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to dampen me up. Probably hating a bit.
Yeah. That's what they do, though. That's what people do. I mean,
you believe that? What you just said?
No.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah, because I was waiting.
He's our guest.
We have to be. Okay, cool. We got to do that thing.
Don't do that, bro.
Yeah. All right, cool. So on the hats, Spartans.
Yes.
Talk to me. How did the name Spartans come around? Because I am a Spartan.
Can I guess? Is it because you love the movie Sparta?
No, I do. One of my favorite. I guess it a little bit of that.
Okay, I like to just fact check. It's actually not called Sparta.
I know. I was just going to say that.
Yeah. Oh, but the Sparta were part of it.
Spartans.
Spartans. But the place was called Sparta.
Yes. Oh, wow. Right? You got there in the end.
Yeah.
All right, cool. It's because you were there.
No, you took the long way around.
No, it's because you were there. You were a Sparta.
So basically, when we, at the start of the journey, me and my followers, I was still in my van. And I was a bit of a hater, I guess, looking back, because I didn't understand when people who were working like me were calling their people fans and all of that. Like fans were for the A-list people and all the rest of it. That's what I thought back then. But I had thousands of people engaging and whatnot. So I needed to call them something. And at the time when we'd done a link, I was doing a few little betting link things. And we used to go crazy. We'd get like loads of link, loads of signups and whatnot. More than the people that had the million. So it was like the 300 Spartans against the Persians. So I thought, you know what? I like that every time we come, when I say Spartans assemble, we take down pages, we, you know how it used to go, you know what I mean? Yeah. So we were like the Spartans, you know what I mean? So I started calling them Spartans. People took the P. Like, who's he think he is? You got the Beliebers, the Beehive, da 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 da. You know what I mean? Yeah, people took the P. Now everyone's doing community now and wants to name
people
their things.
The P. I like the way you're talking about.
And it's fine. That. There's a lot of things, you know, like you start and people are like, what? And then later on, they're all doing it. Like, it comes with the territory, you know what I mean? So that was one of the things. But yeah, I love the film Spartans. The Spartans were serious dudes. You know what I mean? They were obviously always naked.
Yeah.
And you are always.
Yeah, and I was always naked too. Yeah, so yeah, you know what I mean? They had a six pack.
Yeah.
Go on.
I think the next thing we should talk
about. So let's get back to actual content right now. So your content essentially was based around your amazing family.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, having your family on social media is a risk.
Yeah.
But you took that risk and it benefited greatly. Those moments when you were like recording, and what was your family saying? Like, did they understand what you was doing? Was it like annoying for them? What was it like?
All of what you said. Also, a couple of them were questions. But so what did they say? You heard Emma, fuck off, Kev.
Yeah.
That's what she said. The kids, oh, dad. Did they know what was going on? No. Did I know what was going on? No. Think about it. Like, it wasn't an industry. And it all started because I used to film my guy Nige. So basically
Nige.
Yeah, it's a great era. It's a great season. Remember, I call my snap seasons, right?
Wow.
That was a great season. But he pissed off. So then I had no choice but to film whatever was around me. That's what I do. I film what's around me. So it's me and whatever's around me, right? And I'll find the seasons and find the content in that. So first it was Nige. He was coming out of me in the van working, being an absolute dope. In fact, he was homeless and he come and stayed with me. So I just terrorize him every single day, right? And that's how it initially started. When he peed off, Emma was there. So I said to Emma, I'm going to start. And then she was like, oh, fuck off, Kevin. You ain't filming me. I was like, oh, the voice. You know what? I don't need to see you. I'll just use your voice. So then I used to wind her up, and that's when that started it. So with the food and whatnot. Then it just grew from there. School runs, Erin being born, new move house, this, that, the other, you know what I mean? So it was just a continuation of life, you know what I mean? So yeah, man. But the family thing, so yeah, to answer the question, I didn't know it was gonna get like this. Yeah. I didn't know the girls, I say I didn't know until recently, or I didn't think about it until recently, like the girls went through school semi-famous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In definitely in Enfield, you know what I mean? And I didn't know what come with that, because we had a guy, you know, Brian Harvey, E17.
Yeah.
Well, his stepbrother went my school and people used to hate on him. And that was Brian Harvey's stepbrother. Let alone my kids are in the content. They are the people that are, I guess, known and doing the content. So, and they handled it so sick. Yeah. It wasn't until, you know what I mean? It wasn't until later I'm asking myself these questions, because now you're now out of it now. Back then, I'm in the zone, tunnel vision. I'm getting the snaps. You know what I mean? That was the whole thing. Do it for the snap. Do it for the vine. You know what I mean? Literally, it was like that. It was do it for the vine. You know what I mean?
Go and do it. So that's how the vine goes. Do it for the vine. I ain't going to do it.
Do it for the vine. I ain't going to do it. Yeah, yeah.
I've never seen it.
Yeah. See what?
You hate or you're not.
So yeah, it was them times there. So listen, as I say, now I make sure, one, I don't, recently I've been filming again with the fam. We've just been away and I've been the old me. And they know why. I'm trying to grow my new snap.
Yeah.
So they know, I already apologized and said, peeps, I'm going to be the old me on this time. You know what I mean? So, but for years, I'd say for the last 4 years, I've chilled. I've only filmed every now and then occasions if we do go away and whatnot, but I've given them their peace. I've let Erin grow. Like the girl's never got to grow. She's doing her gymnastics and all the
Big
rest of
Erin.
You know what I mean? So, but it is go time again because Casey wants to do this.
Yeah.
Erin is desperate to do this. You know what I mean? So it's like, it makes sense to get the old gang back together. So that's what we've been doing. And it's been amazing filming with them again, you know what I mean? And we're looking at them again from the eye of a comedic version rather than this. I was just looking at it as dad. I had to for a little while, you know what I mean? With what we was going through with the splits and all the rest of it. I had to chill and just be dad. Now I'm looking at it like, these people, man. Like that's how I used to look at it. Like these people. These people I love, you know what I mean? Yeah. And I love them. So yeah, man.
Yes, when you got a name, like when you know the word madman, if that's in your name, you can't leave that.
I'm dropping it.
Even,
I'm dropping it. You drop the darkest man, the man.
I'm dropping a man, yeah?
Yeah, you're dropping HP like the sauce.
Done.
I'm not as mad as I used to be. We've grown,
so
man.
So you're just Steve-O. Because for me-
I don't like that.
Yeah, is he just Steve-O?
Yeah, I'm just a normal geezer.
You've always
Steve
been
a normal geezer. Steve the geezer.
I would unsubscribe.
Yeah, I'll delete.
I'll delete. Yeah. If you said normal geezer,
I'll never speak to you ever again.
Yeah, yeah. I delete your number. Yeah. Every single one.
I just think being as mad as I used to be, getting my balls waxed and all the rest of it, and getting tattoos on my face and belly button piercings and like. It's a
he was going through emotion.
Yeah, I was going crazy,
bro. He was going through emotion, man.
Killing myself.
What's those things where he had those plastic nuts? Like those plastic bullets.
I carried them around with me for like 3 months.
Bro, when you had the teeth as well, when you used to put the teeth
them
in.
Them too.
I remember one time he had a spandex, bro, it was wedged in his arsehole. It was up there. I said, come on, man. Bro, but it's, again, I think it goes back to what we were saying before. Like, there was a beauty about that. Yeah. But as you said,
the spandex in my ass.
Not that, though. Not that. I'm saying in general. Okay. Don't try to do that now. Altogether. But obviously, you've got an amazing new series.
Yes.
Talk to us about that.
That there, yeah, man. So Sky was giving up some money to four of us to do, four of us to create our own little, to do whatever we wanted, really.
Yeah.
And I just said, you know what? If this is my last hurrah, love. Because let me tell you, just a little brief. When I moved to the new house, I chilled. Because I'd put in so much work before and I just wanted a house with a garden for my kids. That was my goal. Anything else was a massive, massive bonus, right? So when I got there, in my 5-year plan, I'd achieved it. And it was kind of scary because it was like, oh no. So I chilled. And I remember Erin didn't go back to school. She had 3 months off because she had to wait to the new term or the new, after summer term to go to start this new school. So I used to get up, watch her on the swing with my medicine, cup of tea. And I was like, this is it. And I chilled until I started feeling, oh, the algorithm. Like when I post, oh, I need to get back onto it, right? So when I was just about to get back onto it, and I was doing some great stories, like filming the new neighbors, getting, like Omar was involved at the time, all of this. I was doing, I then split with Em. So then I do like a whole year where I'm just trying to be dad. As I say to you, I'm trying to be dad and be around and whatnot. So then I felt the dip. So then I had to say, you know what, back to basics. I remember going on my snap every day telling people, look, back to basics, man. Holler me, message me. I've been neglecting you, Spartans. Let's go back, let's talk. Anyway, so I'd done that. So then at the end of that year to then get the Sky show, I was proud of myself.
Amazing, yeah.
I was proud of myself, you know what I mean? So that's where we're at. So when I say a last hurrah, it's not the last hurrah. I'm just getting going.
Don't ever know, man.
But I say that to say, I've done the TV thing with BBC pilot. We got 100 grand and it's been shelved. No one's ever seen it. So when I say last hurrah, I say, look, this is one more time to try this TV thing or this... this TV space.
Yeah.
Then I'm going back to just kicking it with my Spartans on streams or whatever because I've got my community there.
Yeah.
I don't need to get more followers and all the rest of it. I really don't,
you
right?
You scared me for a second. You know when you said last two hours?
Nah.
I thought he was going to jump off a cliff the next day.
Nah. So, with this show, I said, you know what? If I'm, this is the last hurrah, this is the last time I'm trying with this TV space, let me go out my way. So that's when I said, I'm going to do a family sitcom. Mm. Rather than me do a pod.
And what's the name for people that don't know?
The Madhouse.
The Madhouse.
So on Sky TV, YouTube. Initially, it was meant to be a new YouTube channel. Mm. A new channel they was going to, I guess, battle with 4.0 and all the rest of them spaces, but they decided against it. Like, why are we giving away stuff for free when we're subscription-based, doing really well with what we do? And that changed halfway through when we actually made the show. You know what I mean? There's a lot of politics that went on, but regardless of that, I worked with Wall of Entertainment, wrote it with Shaki and Javan, Wade. Incredible experience, the creative of it. The politics after the posting, they only get one post, this, that, yeah, we've got to have this there. Like, all of that was not enjoyable for me. And that's why I'm saying I just don't like that space.
Yeah.
But I got to film with the fam. I tried a new thing. Obviously, I was used to doing mockumentary and all the rest of it. And loads of people are doing that now. So I thought, why not IRL's doing its thing? Now let's do it like it's an IRL stream. And I want the graphics there. And I want real people typing. I want some of my Spartans' names there and all the rest of it. So I tried to still go a bit creative with it. And I liked how it come out. And it was enjoyable to do, man. And we've done decent numbers for Sky. Sky's a YouTube platform. I'm sure you two have been on there.
Yeah.
No one, it doesn't go nowhere.
I've been on there before.
But if you guys got any work,
yeah, look, they want to talk.
Just let me know.
Yeah.
Give me a call. I'm not hard to find. Literally, I'm around. I'll drive in my
area. That's what I try.
Yeah, I drive with my area. So DM me, Snapchat.
But I wanted to speak about family because obviously you have three amazing daughters, but two that are in relationships, right? How do you find that as a dad?
It's tough.
It is. Must be.
It's tough.
And then obviously with Emma as well. Obviously, when you guys were together, I guess it was much more easier. But now it's separate. It is. How you finding that?
I'm quite happy they're older.
Yeah.
So a lot of trust goes into it, like with the girls, knowing that you've done the hard work before on who they are. So they can... don't cough when I'm talking again.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry, bro.
Generally,
right. Bro, I didn't mean to, but it's...
Hold it in.
Yeah, I know. Right. I should have. Yeah. Sorry, I should have known, bro. You go, Steven.
Harry, man, it's...
I'm sorry, bro.
Okay.
Sorry, yeah, I apologize, bro.
The goat's hair, the best looking man in the world's hair, like, you give me all that.
Yeah, no, sorry.
Then I'm gonna cough. It's fucking disrespectful.
It's so bad, isn't it?
It's so disrespectful. Who the hell do I think
we apologize.
Okay.
Yeah, we apologize.
It's accepted. Okay. Ooh, sniffing as well now.
So sniffing and coughing.
I'm done, yeah.
Okay.
Now the noise is in it.
Yeah. It's all out, it's gone now.
All right, cool. Yeah, it's tough, bruv. But as I say, put in the early work, like Casey's running things. I'm not sure if you've seen the video recently of how she has her boyfriend on Smash.
No, on lockdown.
Oh my, it's beautiful though, because he's calm. He's a footballer, isn't it? Like they call him Mr. Composure. He's really calm on the pitch, Pogba-esque, yeah. And he's just calm in real life. And I had that theory that people, if you've got an angry guy like Tevez off pitch, he's like, yeah. On the pitch, gonna be, yeah. I'm telling you, I believe it now because this kid is so calm on the pitch and off the pitch, he's calm and he has to be with Casey because she's a menace.
Yeah.
I used to call her the renegade growing up, yeah. And there was one stage where she's living with me, she's organizing me, and I'm like, oh, she's so sweet. She's the renegade no more.
No.
Not until I see with this you. The way she's got him, like he's on the floor. Yo, Kev, look, man. And I was laughing. Where we was with, it was like 9 bedrooms where we stayed.
Yeah. Oh.
What?
You're doing that one then?
What?
You see this one?
That's
here.
Like 9 bedrooms.
Yeah, that's like.
And he looked at the side look.
Yeah. No, it was 9 bedrooms. But one of the bedrooms, I say this to say, one of the bedrooms was like a Star Wars theme. So the running joke was, when you get Batman, she's going to put you in the Star Wars room. You know what I mean? So I'm winding him up, not knowing that me laughing with them was getting me in trouble with my daughter. Both daughters.
How does that work?
Oh my God, I don't know, but I was in the doghouse. Yeah. My daughters put me in a doghouse with the boyfriends. So for the first couple of days on the holiday, it was peak, bro. Like, I'm mad. Mm. Pay for this shit and you lot putting me in a doghouse still. Yeah. Like, your mom can't even do that anyway. Cut a long story short, we end up in a family fight, but not together. We fought another family.
Oh my days.
Yeah, in the theme park, yeah. I swear to God.
What, like a, oh, who do you think you are? Like them kind of.
Proper thing. Yeah. Girls, Leah, yeah. Casey.
All of that.
What? Yeah. E-man standing in front for protecting me. I'll have all of you
by myself.
That's what I've
She couldn't do that. There's a lot of them, and the Americans carry guns and all of that.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
I was a little bit watching what they said. Now, we went in. Yeah. And I'll tell you that to say this. It brought us so close together.
Wow.
After all the little bickering and whatnot, we had this little family scuffle.
Yeah.
Scuffle.
Scuffle.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it's kerfuffle, actually. Kerfuffle. Yeah, that's the word.
Kerfuffle, yeah.
Kerfuffle. Kerfuffle. And it brought us so close. I'm not sure if anyone's watching, but if you've ever had a family beef together, I'm talking now, there was 11 of us already, yeah, together. There's nothing like it. It's my new best memory of my family. Oh, amazing. I could cry.
Yeah.
A family fight. Yeah. I love fighting.
What was Erin like? I want to know.
Erin was a bit scared.
Yeah, okay. No, I just wanted to know.
Erin was a bit scared,
there's
but
there's always one. Yeah.
At the end, she was like, "No, I would have joined in, Dad. I would have like even hearing her."
That's in the car. Being,
I swear that I you lot are fucking.
Oh, you're so lucky.
That was Erin. Yeah. That was Erin. But that was an amazing moment, man. So So, but to tell you what happened. Imagine this. So we're at a water park. Mm. It's kind of peak, because it's an open case right now, yeah? Because you know,
tell us what you can.
I'm injured, yeah?
Raw, okay.
Oh.
Okay, so we've gone up to the water slide, but it's like, it closes at 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
They've let us queue. Mm-hmm. We get up there probably 11:03. They're trying to tell me you can't get on. Those I'm like, listen,
how dare
I've just queued, right? One sec, I've just queued. Just let me and my daughter, so Emma and Erin are behind me. I get them in front. I push them down. Woo! They're on. I'm saying to them, look, it's just me. It's just me. So I get on. I'm down. Woo! But the people next to me, behind me, must have not got on. Because when we get down, they're going mad. They start chucking the rubber dinghies off the top. Four stories. One of them hits me flush on the head.
Oh no, injured,
neck breaker. By the way, what did this family consist of? Was it like three sisters or three brothers? Or
no, it was just all like, they were like, brothers, sisters, yeah. Like,
how many of them total?
It was a lot of them. More, yeah, it was about 15, 16 of them, 11 of them.
Bro, so it was a family reunion.
Okay, so this would have been the WWE Royal Rumble.
Yeah, so the chuck one, bang, hit me on the head, bang, neck jerk. Yeah, I feel like I got whiplash now, yeah. One of them hits Emma.
Oh no.
Yeah, then bounces, scrapes her nose. So either that or she got the suntan, but the sunburn, there was a scrape on her nose.
Mm-hmm.
That one hits Erin.
Okay, now we're taking
it. Okay. So now I go mental.
I'm happy to go, Joe.
I was, I didn't care.
Yeah.
Brother didn't care. E-man didn't care. Ramon didn't. We went in. Mm. As we said, oi, you've hit a little child. The American girl comes out and says, yeah? And what are you going to do about it? So as I say, it's an ongoing case. Mm-hmm. I can't really talk about what happened after.
Yeah.
But just know the family, we stood our ground. We stood our ground for a little air bear for Emma. Forget about me. I've taken licks on the head. Mm. Yeah, I don't care. But I do. Because then obviously they had to get the wheelchair for me. Then I got escorted back to the A&E.
Because you do look a bit like...
Yeah.
Brother, trust me, I am... Pain.
Don't easy, bro. Yeah, take it easy,
I've
bro.
I've got medicine. I've got the medicine and that, which has been helping me.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, it's ongoing. So like, it's America, isn't it? And they really sue for stuff and get loads
of money. Yeah. You're not doing it for that.
No,
doing it for the principle of what happens.
Of course.
We know that.
Emma's got a scratch. Yeah.
Look, I want to do some role play here, some scenarios. Now, obviously, you're dealing with your. Okay, that's another one.
No, just let them out.
That's free. So obviously, you have two amazing daughters who are in relationships, right? Now, what are the qualities that you look for in a boyfriend for your kids?
Have you got an aircon in there?
Well, if we turn it on,
mm-hmm.
then you will hear the sound.
Oh, okay.
So you're gonna have to sweat, my boy.
Cool.
Yeah.
As I say, I had got the beard butter on today, so I'm not looking greasy. I tried the thing, trying to grow the beard.
Beard for what is?
Brother. This is just you can be who you want here.
Yeah, man.
Our fan base is very supportive.
They never cuss.
They're very supportive. They don't cuss anyone.
So you joking me?
Yeah, no, they love everyone.
I'm part of it. I'm in the comments cussing you lot too.
Okay, fair. That's good then. All right, that's good to know.
So qualities do I look for in a boyfriend for my daughters? Yeah. Wow. It's funny because I just interviewed E-Man, as it goes, out there now. You can watch that exclusively on the new Snap.
Okay.
STMM Spartan. That's on there on the highlights. A lot of stuff's going to be coming on the highlights. Little plug. Right, anyway. But that's on there. And I interviewed him. And I interviewed Rahman 2 years ago. And they're totally different youths. Mm. But I walked away thinking they've both got qualities. Because my daughters are different, by the way.
Yeah.
Remember, so you need different qualities. They've both got the qualities needed to be with my daughters, you know what I mean? And I knew, because both times, so Rahman the first time when I think he must have been about 14, there was a spider in the corner of the house. And Leah said, Dad, can you come and get it for me? And I'm like, get your boyfriend to get it. Like, show him what you got, bro. Anyway, he's a bit shook of the spider. I'm like, whatever. I said, move out the way. So I get the spider. I'm now trying to pull it to Leah. Woo, woo, woo. She's like, Dad, no. He went, yo, Steve, allow it, man.
Oh,
I love it now. Yeah, that's fine. He's 14. Yeah. I loved it. And
okay.
I said to him, brother, I said, big up you. I said, you got heart. I said, this little got a heart, yeah? But I said, listen, I will headbutt you. Straight away, I said, listen. I said, stop it. I will absolutely destroy you,
yeah?
Keep out of me and my business, my daughter business, right? Anyway, but I loved it.
So how about this then?
Go on then.
We're going to role play right now.
Oh. Okay.
All right. So this is your future son-in-law.
Could never.
All right?
Could never.
Now, let's just have it right. He's going to be he's gonna be a cunt, all right?
Yeah.
Put it this way, all right. Ooh. In the door. How you doing, Dad, you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right, you all right?
Yeah, look, I've been speaking to you about one Lolo. So this is one Lolo, my boyfriend. I just wanna—
Do you wanna hear, say, can I pause the role play for a minute? Casey's boyfriend's actually called Okowowo. He's Nigerian.
Okowowo. Okowowo.
Okowowo.
Okay, one Lolo, that's one Lolo.
I was like, okay, go on.
So yeah, this is one Lolo.
Yo, you say my boy?
My boy, Casey, Leah, what one is it?
You pick.
Erin? My baby.
Okay.
This is when she's older.
Yeah, yes, Dad.
Yo, bro.
Who the hell is this bald fool talking about my boy?
This is—
Nah, sorry, it's how we talk. I don't mean nothing by it, bro.
Okay. Yeah. You all right, though?
I'm good, I'm chilling.
How are you, my boy?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yo.
Yo, what?
Dad.
Okay. I didn't mean nothing bad.
So straight away, I like that he's not tried to give it large. I'll come in a bit hard there, twice now.
You've asserted yourself now. Yeah.
And he's calm.
Now I'm going to tell you some things.
Go on then.
You're done, you fucking baby, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Don't get angry because we know what you're like.
Whoa. Yeah, sorry. Like, even that there, it's not even real. If I ever— I know what you're like. Like, you mad? What's he like?
No, he's—
Stop. Hey, Erin.
Sorry, Dad.
What is he like?
He's just known in the ends. Like, he doesn't play games.
Hey, chat to your pops, bro.
Well, with you?
No. He protects me.
Okay.
But he's not one to play with.
Oh, man. Ninja.
I'm trying to say to you, bro, she's here in one piece because I'm man, innit?
Why wouldn't she be in one piece, bro?
I'm just saying, bro. You never know, bro. The streets are dangerous. And I'm here for you. And you're here trying to break my hand on that.
She grew up rich.
Allow me, man.
She grew up rich.
Allow me, man.
Florida every year.
Dad, I don't like the way you're being hostile. No, my boy, bro. Stop this,
if you're in trouble, babes, it's because of him.
Man, she ain't in trouble, bro. She got me in it. She ain't be in trouble. You ain't got to worry about nothing.
So what you doing on the streets, brother?
Bro, what?
Talk to me properly.
Oh, this is getting real.
Talk to me properly about stuttering, rude boy.
Bro,
what do you do on the streets?
Bro, I ain't got to tell you nothing, bro. That's my business. Okay, I asked you about your job, bro?
You know what my job is. I'm outside.
Right,
yeah?
Do you then, bro.
All right, guys, look, we're going to go, Dad. I just wanted to introduce you to him.
Where are you going, babes?
We're going. We've got dinner, Dad.
Listen, you know what? I'm sweating. I'm getting all hot.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah? Need to get the aircon in my crib, yeah? Mm. Come on, crib, we'll have it them times still, yeah?
And cut. Well,
okay, yeah.
That was world class.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I would be an absolute nightmare, man, if a kid come like that.
It's too nonchalant.
Yeah.
And he's like, bro, listen, don't— basically, you're saying, I love you, don't let me mash up your dad.
Yeah.
Basically. Like,
I'd fight him.
Yeah, I know you would.
I'd fight him. I'd fight him.
All right, so we're going to play a game. It's called Dad Card or Mad Card. So I'm going to give you some—
Mad. We've got your tissue. What? Oh, my, I had this water head the whole time.
Yeah, so that would cool you down. That would actually cool
Why
you down.
Why is it just there as well?
It's specific.
Yeah, in between.
I think that's where you put the butter.
It's nowhere
you put
else.
The bed butter there because you know he's got
hair
there.
Yeah.
All right, cool. It's called Dad Card or Mad Card. So I'm going to give you some scenarios and Steve-O, you can decide whether you go mad or you pay the dad card, all right? So your daughter brings 10 friends over without letting you know.
Yeah.
You get back from work and they're all there.
Yeah.
What card do you play?
Mate, this happened. I got back to the crib and Casey's in a little party phase. Luckily she met E-Man, like footballer, and he's so level-headed and he's made her level-headed. But prior to that, she's on her drum and bass flex, all of her bridges. I've got back, there's 13 people in the crib. Windows are open, drum and bass. So I get in there, as I'm walking through the house, looking to the right, kids are playing FIFA. That's calm. Mm. I'd rather you playing FIFA than being out on the streets. Mm. Get into the kitchen, alcohol.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Not the yak.
There wasn't no yak, it's white kids, it's Essex.
Yeah.
A lot of alcohol pops and blue drinks and all the rest of it.
I don't know the difference.
Me neither.
Yeah. What's yak? Cognac.
Oh, yeah. Is that what your dad, is that what his yak is?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Thank you for that, man.
It's cool.
You go.
That's why I'm old.
Yeah.
Experience.
This fits. This podcast is
100%, man. I didn't know why you didn't call me.
Yeah.
So,
you're here now.
You say anything?
Yeah. So I get in, and the problem I have, as I walked through the door, I wanted to be mad. I wanted to be dad. But the tune that they were playing was a banger.
Oh my days.
Yeah. So I started skanking with them. So I went mad. Yeah. So I'm in the kitchen with them. Yeah. Trust me. And that's how Casey got me every time. Bro. Yeah.
She's like, oh, she heard your car and said, oh shit, dad's coming. Trust run me. This. Yeah.
He's probably trying to discipline them. But he doesn't. Go upstairs, bro. Yeah. What are you man doing? Why so many fucking people in my yard, bro? I beg you just.
Oh, yeah, no, the moves. Unreal from you.
I'm telling you, that's what it's like with my kids because.
Oh, I love it, man.
They're cool.
It's like Marvin Kids. It reminds me of Marvin Kids.
Yeah, man. I'm walking in their room, want to tell them turn the music down. Mm. They're playing Garage.
Huh? Oh, and that hits
home.
I
don't smoke the reefer. And I'm getting in there trying to be mad. I'm like, oi, turn it down.
They know you to a T. They've got you.
I don't know if they're planning that, but it happened a lot. You know
so that's
I mean?
The third card then?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
100%.
Second one. You want to do the second one? Or?
Yeah, sure. You catch one of your kids editing your videos to make it look like you cried over Love Island.
Ooh. You're a crier anyway.
I'm a crier. I nearly cried this minute.
No, so am I, bro. I let them go.
That's funny. Yeah. It's funny. It's funny that you said this because one of the episodes on Dad Man was Casey, not Dad Man, the Madhouse, was Casey. She recorded me with the glasses, ones I come in with today. She recorded me, but I was taking poo on a porta potty in the front room, which is actually a true story.
In a porta potty?
You don't know. So it happened a few years ago. Let me tell you the story and you might remember. Erin was potty training.
Yeah.
I'm in a little two bedroom flat. So every time I'm trying to eat my dinner, Erin's next to me having a shit and the family is celebrating. Yeah? No, boys, take this in, please. Let me land this, yeah? Because it's annoying.
I said the family are celebrating.
It's like, they're like, brother, she does a poo.
I see what you're eating. I was like, I'm eating and Erin's next to me having a shit.
Come on. So they're all clapping like, woo, Erin, right? Literally an hour later, I fart. Oh my God, you're so nasty. We had to.
Hang on.
Okay. Yeah. So she can shit, but I can't even fart.
Yeah.
Cool. So I'm on the snap doing the snap. Someone says, Steve, you should get a porta potty. This is why I love engaging because the Spartans gave me the idea. You should get a porta potty. I'm like, yes, I fucking should. I said, can someone get me one, please? So anyway, I end up driving to the O2. I meet one Spartan. He gives me a porta potty. Yeah, fresh, clean, everything. I end up giving him my last Spartan jacket. I regret it. If you're watching this, bruv, I want that jacket back. It was my last one, bro. It was like one of one. Like it was
limited edition
thing, yeah. Right? In my boot, give it to him. Didn't make any more after that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want that back anyway. Take the porta potty home. I now put the porta potty in the front room, and I have a shit. Yeah.
Steve-o, man.
Guess what?
I need that footage.
Guess what?
Yeah.
They're not cheering. They don't think it's funny. I don't get none of that,
yeah?
But I love it. I love it, because I need you to understand that I'm not just a bad guy, I'm a guy that's got purpose in it, So for the next week, I just leave my porta potty there. I have shits while I'm eating my dinner, while they're eating their dinner. In fact, I start loving it. I'm like, this is like the greatest thing ever. I can literally watch TV. I don't have to move. I had a little toilet roll. I start FaceTiming people. I start doing lives. It was the greatest time of life. But guess what happened?
What happened?
Erin. By the end of it, moved the toilet into the toilet, started going toilet in the toilet. By the end of it, she was potty trained and she can go on the actual toilet.
I mean, if you had to do what you needed to do to make that work, no one can't tell you.
So that was me potty training.
I don't agree with you. Because you just said you need to do what you need to do. Mm. That wasn't a need.
No.
So much easier ways.
Yeah, yeah, there is. But he did it that way.
Yeah, he chose that. And it
worked. It worked at the end of the day.
It worked.
Oh, that was an incredible time. So yeah, so that was the actual story that we'd sort of done and we put into the madhouse thing. And Casey, as I say, done that. And it's happened many times where, like, for instance, Leah was taking my snotty tissues. Mm. I had a cold 1 week, 2 weeks. And she was taking my snotty tissues into school and selling them.
Oh my fucking day. Yeah, she's a hustler.
She got her own shop now. She's a hustler. She does her own thing now. She just moved from one salon to a bigger one. Mm-hmm. So she's expanding. Mm-hmm. You get me?
So how much was she shotting them for? You reckon? Was she telling you at least?
I'll have to ask her. How much was it, Lee? Put it in the comments.
What, a double sneeze will get you what? Like,
no, there was snot. There was snot. There was sneeze. There was different levels. There was
and there were people actually buying them, yeah?
Yeah, brother. People was buying my farts like last year.
How much were you shot in a batch for?
What, farts?
Yeah.
Were you interested?
No. I'm just wanting to know how the business works.
Okay, because you sounded a bit.
I just want to know how the business works.
Okay. Well, obviously, there's two ways of looking at it.
Sure. Walk me through.
There's the dirty way.
Yeah.
And it's like you get off on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or there's the novelty where it's more. Smell that. Yeah,
like wine.
To your bread.
Like wine. Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Fez.
Yeah, Christmas
Fez.
Novelty, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I don't know who and why they were buying it, but they were selling. So yeah, 50 quid, we'll get you a jar.
Well, yeah.
Then if you want a personalized one, where it's like...
It's personalized, like eat this before you fart.
Yeah, you tell me what to eat and I'll go and eat it. And it's only happened for a week. I'm not out here doing it now. This was for
a week's too long. Yeah,
this was for the dad man show.
I'm just saying it only happened for a week.
Can
like,
I be honest with you? Yeah, we got to move on. Yeah, this is getting nasty. All right. One of your kids reports your Instagram account and manages to get it deleted.
I love that conversation.
Sorry. What would I do? Dad or mad? I'd be mad.
Yeah, of course.
I'd go crazy.
What would you do if your wife did that?
But got my Instagram thing deleted.
Yeah, delete it.
I'd go crazy.
No, she should never do it, but it just happens.
Maybe ask her why.
Yeah, I'd ask her why.
Yeah.
I'd ask her why. And then, I don't know, I'd probably just handcuff her to like the bathtub for time.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I don't know how you could do that. But just like,
No, you can. At the bottom of the thing, you can go around that way.
Yeah.
Like my mate probably done it.
Hmm. I want to meet all your friends. I want to meet all your friends.
There's
a few crazier than you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but like, Bushman.
What's the craziest thing Bushman's ever done?
I can't say.
Yeah,
oh, fair enough. He's older now, he's got family.
Yeah. You're not trying to rub him
Blonks.
Yeah.
But I see names like Blonks, nothing good can come from that.
No, but that's a good name.
Blonks.
Twixie.
Twixie? Okay, so that means he's two people then.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah, I know Twixie.
Who else have I got? Yeah, there's a few. There's Vital.
Okay, so he's an organ.
He's
an organ then.
No. He never misses.
He's an organ.
These are the names. You've got Stormer.
Vital's an organ.
Stormer.
Okay, Stormer's so that's Stormer. He cuts through very fast.
Yeah, he loves the ring.
Damien Omen.
Okay, now that's what we call
now we're getting
devilish. Shaitan. That's Shaitan.
Now we're getting devilish. Okay, so next one is, your daughter's teacher called you in to let you know she's been bullying another student.
Oh. Okay. I'd be very unhappy. I'd be mad. Is the mad one like that? So dad's like, go along with it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Dad's like, shouldn't do that.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'll be dad.
I'll
be dad. Yeah. Like, I do not like bullies. I don't want my kids to be bullies. Birth for bully, we used to call like, when they used to do it to each other. Oh, look at you being birth for bully. I don't even know what that means. I used to say it. Yeah. I used to say it too. Birth for bully could be someone real sinister. And I was calling my kids that. So yeah, if my kid was bullying, the old me would get the kids and slap the hell out of my kid. Like, trust me, I'd hold her down and I hate bullies. Mm. I would expect their dad to let my kid do it to, like, honestly, like, or I'll go and beat up the dad, to be honest with you. But if my kid's bullying, I expect my kid, I wouldn't let her get, I'd never let my kid get slapped up ever.
No, never.
Never. But mate, and she's a girl, so I couldn't really do it. I couldn't do it. It's a tough one if you got a girl, but if it's a boy and he's, give him a couple of slaps. Yeah,
just hair.
Yeah, all of that.
Yeah. This one hair is good though, because it makes you know that this is what you need to be listening to.
Yeah.
Domineering.
Good one there. All right.
What's that one?
That's just like a quick
slap. You have to bend back your fingers.
That
one there, kind of gives them, you know what I mean, like, oh my God, like.
It's a shock.
I don't want to feel his whole hand. You get me?
Like,
yeah,
try fingers.
No, it's a good one, trust me.
Last one, your daughter's boyfriend keeps calling you mate and bro.
They do that anyway,
man. Yeah, I knew it. I can tell.
It's a joke, mate. It's an absolute. They swear in front of me. They do madness that they could, that they should never do to their girlfriend's dad. I just couldn't imagine half the stuff, the things they say. I'll tell you some stuff after, innit? Like, it's just crazy what they do in front of me. But I love them for it, kind of, because that means they're really, really comfortable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And as I say, Rahman, I've known him since he's 13. Mm. Like, he looks at me like his dad, which is tough, because I said to his mum, that's the other day, I was like, man, this is really tough. Because as my son, my adopted son, sometimes I feel to tell him, boy, why are you putting up with that from her? Mm. You know what I mean? Yeah. But then there's a line, it's like, mate, you have to put her whatever she does to you because she's my daughter. That's my, you know what I mean? One of them ones, and it's so tough.
I think it's just part of being a man as well.
Well, I didn't ever feel like that to Emma's dad.
To be fair,
like, never did I feel like, this is my dad, like, nothing like that at all. But I loved him. Like, I loved him, RIP Tony, I did love him, and like, loved who he was. He was so funny in that sense, you know what I mean? But Rahman, I guess, would feel a different, because I've really, you know, I've took him away and I've done things, you know what I mean? I had a conversation with him as I've cried in front of him and he's held me down as he's got older, you know what I mean? Yeah, so my relationship with him's, it's a difficult one, because as I say, you're with my daughter, but you're my boy as well. That's tough.
Yeah.
Go on.
Steve-O the Madman is in the studio and he's wearing a green shirt. Yeah.
Okay.
We got three black brothers working together. That's teamwork. Mm. Woo! If I shoot at you in your back, your spleen jerk. Mm.
We just started the podcast, but it's closed time. He still got his gap, but I close mine.
Oh,
keep talking crazy. I'm a clothesline. Keep going, baby.
I work a lot.
Yeah, you do.
But it's more grind.
Yeah.
You keep working twice.
Yeah.
The more shine.
Yeah.
The full shine.
Yeah.
Hit you in your head. In your phone now.
Yeah.
I don't want to give my all.
Woo.
But you damn ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if I say that, don't take that.
Yeah.
Oh, just because I'm black, don't take that.
Don't
take black on black.
Oh.
Yeah. Ain't black all on that. Black. Crack on crack. Yeah. Strap on strap.
Yeah.
Hit him in his head. Back on back.
Ooh.
Oh, he's back on crack. Cause that Mac on blast.
Yeah.
Hit him in his head.
Yeah.
Tap on that.
Steve, stop talking crazy, because you know I get that cake in.
Oh.
Coming on set looking like you got snake skin.
Woo!
You don't have to look. I was trying to show you.
Okay.
Yeah, you look good.
Yeah?
Yeah, you look good.
Steve-O came with the hats.
Yeah.
Back in the day, the Zubies, I used to clock them.
Yeah.
Not me. Not me. I'm not joking. Me. 40 on me, I'll poke him.
Yeah.
Stoke him.
Yeah.
You might have mistaken what I was saying. I said, not me, because I only smoke when it's for my knee.
Yeah. Oh. Nigga, that's a goddamn lie. You always goddamn cry.
Oh. You always goddamn try.
Yeah.
I hit you in the face. You gonna goddamn fly.
Yeah.
Fly where?
Yeah.
Over there.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Honestly, well, that has been the Old and Bold podcast. I want to thank you, Steve-O the Madman, for coming and blessing us with your greatness and your presence.
Thank you for coming, man.
You're sweating a lot. Farted a lot.
Oh, my God.
And yeah, we appreciate you so much, brother.
I didn't fart.
Yeah. You did a few times.
Yeah, a few times.
You don't have to burn that couch after you leave.
Yeah, that one's done.
No, that was done.
Oh, I thought another one was going to join. But anyway, guys, give us 5-star ratings on Spotify. And of course, we are on Patreon as well. So go and subscribe to that. And we'll see you next
week. Thanks for having
me. Anytime, brother.
Of course, bro. Thank you for blessing
us. It's time for me to rap like a tortilla.
Okay, yeah. You're not going to stop.
You come in my house, I punch you in your face, make the dog greet you.
Mm.
Woo. I'm a fork creeper.
Yeah, what is a fork? What's a fork creeper?
I creep with a fork.
Yeah.
I don't drive a 2-seater, I drive a 4-seater.
Yeah, you do.
Whoa. He got a 4-seater.
Yeah, he does.
He ain't a wife beater.
Oh.
But he wears one, though.
Yeah. Oh.
And that's a vest if you're living in the UK.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you got a bum bag, you might have a fanny pack.
Yeah.
Or you might just pack them with a cat. Go rat-a-tat-tat on your back with a baseball bat.
Talk to him.
What the fuck, nigga? I'm going on mad like I'm on crack.
Yeah, you is.
I know you got something.
Nigga, I ain't got nothing.
You got it, man.
HP, that's a nice track suit.
Thank you, nigga.
I don't play instruments, but I got a track flute.
Woo!
Good car with a track boot.
Woo!
I don't care, nigga, track tooth.
Ooh!
I don't lie, I tell track truths. Track boost. Track loose. Track froof.
Track.
Hey, yo, nigga, you say you could track tooth?
Yeah.
Then track my tooth.
Yeah.
Because it be missing.
Yeah. Nigga, you ain't got a gap, you got a separation.
Ooh.
Kind of reminds me of segregation.
Woo.
There's a bomb in the place. Yeah. Set the detonation.
Ooh. I gotta get out of here.